الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد all praise due to Allah and may ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As what follows, we continue with the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa, in particular ayah number 44. A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Alam tara ila alladhina utu naseeban min al-kitab yashtaruna ad-dalalata wa yuriduna an tadillu as-sabeel wallahu a'lamu bi'a'daikum وكفى بالله وليا وكفى بالله نصيرا.
Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the book? Who are those? The Jews. Purchasing the wrong path and wish that you should go astray from the right path. Allah has full knowledge of your enemies and Allah is sufficient as a wali, as a protector, and Allah is sufficient as a helper. Shaykh Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala says in commenting on these ayat, هَذَا ذَمٌ لِمَنْ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. This is a form of humiliation or reprimand or belittlement of those who were given the scriptures before. وَفِي ضِمْنِهِ تَحْذِيرُ عِبَادِهِ مِنَ الْإِغْتِرَارِ بِهِمْ وَالْوُقُوعِ فِي أَشْرَاكِهِمْ. Simultaneously, Allah Azza wa Jal is warning His slaves of being deceived by them and falling into their traps. فَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَ. Allah says that concerning themselves, within themselves, in terms of their private or personal choices, they yashtarun. What is yashtarun, Abdul Aziz? Yashtari. To buy, to purchase. Now, when you purchase something, do you pay money?
Yes, of course.
Do you make an effort?
Of course.
Don't you have to go to the place? Let's say you're doing online shopping. Don't you have to fill in the information, choose the right product? Purchasing requires what? Effort. Now these people are yashtaroon. They're purchasing misguidance. They're purchasing deviance. And they're going through the necessary steps that one takes when he purchases something. However, they're not getting guidance. They're purchasing dalal wal iyadu billah. The Shaykh said, أَيُحِبُّونَهَا مَحَبَّةً عَظِيمَةً. They love it tremendously. Great love they have for dalala. وَيُؤْثِرُونَهَا إِثَارَ مَنْ يَبْذُلُ الْمَالَ الْكَثِيرُ فِي طَلَبِ مَا يُحِبُّ. And they favor it. They favor it, the favoring of one who spends abundance of wealth in seeking that which he loves. فَيُؤْثِرُونَ الضَّلَالَ عَلَى الْهُدَى وَالْكُفْرَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَالشَّقَاءَ عَلَى السَّعَادَةِ. So they favor misguidance over guidance, they favor disbelief over belief, and they favor wretchedfulness over contentment and happiness. وَمَعْ هَذَا يُرِيدُونَ أَن تَضِلُّ السَّبِيلِ. Along with all that, they're not sufficed that they have destroyed themselves, but they also wish that you go astray also. Yani they've done all of this for themselves to go astray, but they have the same kind of hirs, the same kind of keenness that we the Muslims go astray. This is why the Jews are the ones who made Disney, Walt Disney. Walt Disney movies, cartoons, are primarily a misguiding tool aimed at brainwashing our children. You with me, Abdul Aziz? You know Walt Disney? Snow White? The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
I forgot, the Lion King? Right? Even the older ones? If you look at the story, it has to do with magic, it has to do with shirk, and it has to do with zina. The Little Mermaid, who is the Little Mermaid? A young naked woman wearing only a bra to cover her chest. She's a fish down there, she's a woman up there, you know, on top, who loves a man who lives on earth, and her whole story is running away from her father so she may meet her lover. And in the process you have singing and music and all this tammat. And our children sitting there watching, and we think we're doing something good. Say, oh, it's just a cartoon. No, it is not. It is a pathway to Jahannam. And you won't be surprised if that young girl, which used to watch, you know, the Little Mermaid at a young age, when she becomes 12, she runs away with her lover. Because she has been brainwashed. You were just absent-minded. So the Jews, man, work in funky ways. This is why they control the media. So now the average, you know, average one of our shabab, he wants to look like Tupac and like 50 cents. Look at the shabab. This is all done by the Jews. This is their plot. And Allah told us already that people don't believe Allah. People don't believe Allah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن تَضِلُّوا السَّبِيلِ. They want you to go astray. So they do it in secretive ways. Very few are those who know their tricks and are able to avoid them. Many people, وَأَسْنَسَ اللَّهِ الْعَافِيَ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, they fall into the trap of the Jews, and they actually in their circle without even knowing that they have been trapped by these blatant enemies. But be careful. Tom and Jerry, Walt Disney, all of the Hollywood movies, they all have the same goal and objective, to send you to Jahannam. That's why you should, you know, throw that television in the trash if you have one. Unless you're watching Islamic channels all day. I don't know how many of us do that. طيب, فهم حريصون على إضلالكم غاية الحرص. They have this amazing keenness on leading you astray. The epitome of keenness. Wait a second. بادلون جهدهم في ذلك. They're exerting their utmost effort in leading you astray. ولكن لما كان الله ولي عباده المؤمنين وناصرهم بين لهم ما اشتملوا عليه من الضلال والإضلال. But because Allah Azza wa Jal is the protector of His believing slaves and the one who will give them victory, He identified and clarified for us what the Jews have of misguidance concerning themselves and the effort they exert in misguiding us. Allah exposed them, in other words. They were exposed by Allah. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا أَنْ يَتَوَلَّى أَحْوَالَ عِبَادِهِ وَيَلْطُفُ بِهِمْ فِي جَمِيعِ أُمُورِهِمْ وَيُيَسِّرَ لَهُمْ مَا بِهِ سَعَادَتُهُمْ وَفَلَاحُهُمْ. This is why Allah said, and وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَلِيًّا. And sufficient is Allah as a protector. Meaning He will protect His believing slaves. He will be kind and gentle and forbearing towards them in all of their affairs. What's that other word? Anywho. وَيُيَسِّرْ لَهُمْ مَا بِهِ سَعَدَتُهُمْ فَلَحْمَنِ. He facilitates for them whatever contains their happiness and success. يعني you'll have a plan to do something and Allah will have another thing planned for you. And that is a special wilayah. That wilayah is the wilayah of the awliya of Allah. Who are the awliya of Allah? Abdul Qadir al-Jilani or Sayyid, I don't know who, in his grave? لا. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. بس. You fear Allah, you believe in Allah, you have taqwa, you're a wali of Allah. Not someone who they build a construction over his grave, whom they do shirk with, and they leave Allah Azza wa Jalla and they call on a dead man, which has engulfed the Muslim Ummah إلا من رحم الله. That's not the wali of Allah. He could be punished, he could be in a state of punishment in his grave. You don't know what's going on inside. So we have to be very careful. Anyone could be a wali. The wali of Allah has a special rububiyah. Yani the rububiyah of Allah Azza wa Jal is divided, as the ulama say, into two categories. Rububiyah amma, the general lordship, which encompasses the Muslim and the kafir. Everyone is sustained, everyone is provided, everyone is given the ability to speak and to move, yani, according to the law of Allah Azza wa Jal. Rububiyah khassa is the special tarbiyah for Allah's righteous slaves. This is why if you read the Quran, most of this, the Anbiya, الله إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا قال كل ربي 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 يفعل الأمور في القرآن إبراهيم عيسى موسى عليهم الصلاة والسلام this is why special ربوبية which Allah عز وجل you know protects his righteous slaves with وكفى بالله نصيرا and sufficient is Allah as a provider of success how do they put it here as a helper fine we can say that ينصرهم على أعدائهم he grants them victory over their enemies ويبين لهم ما يحذرون منهم and he clarifies for them what aspects they should be careful of concerning these enemies of theirs ويعينهم عليهم and Allah aids them over their enemies فولايته تعالى فيها حصول الخير ونصره فيه زوال الشر so the wilaya of Allah the protection of Allah entails or necessitates the acquisition of goodness and the aid in the victory of Allah necessitates the removal of evil and harm ayah 46
من الذين هادوا يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا ويقولون سمعنا وعصينا واسمع غير مسمع وراعنا ليا بألسنتهم وطعنا في الدين ولو أنهم قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا واسمع وانظرنا لكان خيرا لهم وأقوم ولكن لعنهم الله بكفرهم فلا يؤمنون إلا قليلا
Among those who are Jews, there are some who displace words from their right places and say, we hear your word, meaning O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and disobey. أعوذ بالله سمعنا وعصينا Wicked Jews man Wicked Jews May Allah destroy them And here oh, actually Allah will destroy them on our hands So this is the glad tidings But make sure that your grandchildren is involved in the process By raising your children upon the deen now Hear and let you hear nothing Then they also play with the words by saying Hear and let you hear nothing And ra'ina with a twist of their tongues as a mockery of the religion, which is the religion of Islam. And if only they had said, we hear and obey, and said, do make us understand, it would have been better for them and more proper. But Allah has cursed them for their disbelief, so they believe not except a few. Now listen to the Shaykh's commentary on these ayahs. ثم بين كيفية ضلالهم وعنادهم وإيثارهم الباطل على الحق Then Allah clarified or explained the nature of their misguidance and their stubbornness and their favoritism of the falsehood over the truth فقال So he said من الذين هادوا among the Jews من الذين is part of them هادوا يهود يعني وهم علماء الضلال منهم and the Shaykh said that Allah speaking in particular about the deviant scholars amongst them the deviant people of knowledge يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه how do they put it they displace words from their right places the Shaykh said إما بتغيير اللفظ أو المعنى أو هما جميعا either by twisting the word the term itself, yani the pronunciation of the term, or the meaning behind it, or both of them together. Believe it or not, even though Allah warned us about this action of the Jews, Muslims followed their path and did the same thing with the speech of Allah. Among the Mu'tazila and the Asha'ira, and those who deny the fact that Allah spoke to Musa directly, they deny this, even though it's all over the Quran. When it comes to the ayat, there's one ayah in which Allah is the fa'il and Musa is the maf'ul bihi. Yani Allah is the subject of the sentence, so it ends with it has dhamma at the end. And Musa is the maf'ul bihi. Now, of course, Musa maf'ul, it ends with the alif maqsura, so you cannot see that small vowel on it. على the ayah around. So that Allah became the maf'ul bihi, so that they said Musa is the one who spoke to Allah, because they wanted to deny that Allah spoke to Musa. And if I'm not mistaken, aywa, the ayah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. They said the ayah, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Now if you say وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, meaning Allah spoke to Musa, تَكْلِيمًا directly, real speech, they said instead of كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ كَلَّمَ اللَّهَ. Now Allah became the object of the sentence. Who's the fa'il? Musa. And now because it ends with Alif Maqsura, you will not see the Dhamma, so they twisted the ayah around in order to change the meaning. So one of the ulama of course refuted them by quoting all the other ayat wherein you can't do that, and the ayah must mean that Allah spoke to Musa. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ. ناداه ربه. You cannot say it. ناداه ربه. It will not work. بالوادي المقدس توا. Now you have to interpret that Allah is the one who called on Musa. So this was the reputation of the ulama. Al-Muhim. And the same thing is about the names and attributes of Allah. Because you understand? Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Nowadays almost a minority among Muslims whose belief system is not that of Al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So when it comes to the names and attributes of Allah, they deny them. They say Allah is laysa basir, wa laysa sami'a, because these are human qualities. Yunkiruna wajh Allah, wa yunkiruna yaday Allah azza wa jal, wa yunkirun kul ma warad min sifat. They deny them. How? Like the Jews. They twist the term itself, if they're able to do so, like wa kallam Allah, or they twist the meaning. So Allah says, for example, Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa, they say it means stawla. And the Most Merciful rose over the throne, they say it means that he took over. He became in charge, so they changed the meaning to a metaphorical meaning, to a figurative language, so that the real meaning is denied. And the Hadith of Bukhari, that every last dawn of the night, yanzilu rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala ila samai dunya. I mean, clearly, akhi, Allah Himself descends to the lowest heaven. They say tanzilu rahmatullah. They say the mercy of Allah comes down. Yes, sir, the mercy of Allah is coming down all the time. Allah is al-haq. If it wasn't for the mercy of Allah, we would all be destroyed. On what basis are you limiting it to one third of the night? And where in the hadith does it say rahmatullah? Do you think the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unable to say tanzilu rahmatu rabbina tabaraka wa ta'ala? He could have said that, ya akhi. He deliberately didn't say that because he didn't mean that. He said Allah descends. Your job is to shut your mouth and believe. You say, but you know, Allah said, laysa kamithlihi shay. There's nothing like Allah. Yes, you, a human being, you're limited. You can't be over the throne and descend. You can't do things, you can't hear everyone all over the place at the same time. But that's you. As for Allah, you want to limit Allah according to your limitations, you must be a fool. So they deviated from the aqidah of the four imams, and the Sahaba, and the aqidah of Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abu Dawud, all of these were Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. They believed in the names and attributes of Allah as they came in the Quran and the Sunnah. Later when Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, what was the first name? Anyways, al-Ash'ari, who repented by the way, came with these ideas, al-Dirham, al-Jam of the Dirham, and others among these deviant heads who came with this philosophical Greek understanding of the names and attributes of Allah, and this is when the deviation took place. And Ahl-Sunnah al-Jama'ah have been refuting them ever since that day. Al-Muhim, the Jews had this deviant, some Muslims followed their trick, and they also twisted the Quran either by twisting the pronunciation or of the word, or by twisting the meaning. فَمِنْ تَحْرِيفِهِمْ تَنْزِيلُ الصِّفَاتِ الَّتِي ذُكِرَتْ فِي كُتُبِهِمْ الَّتِي لَا تَنْطَبِقْ وَلَا تَصْدُقُ إِلَّا عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى أَنَّهُ غَيْرُ مُرَادْ بِهَا وَلَا مَقْصُودٍ بِهَا. And this is a fact. Anyone who's involved in da'wah to the Christians, can bear witness to this one. Among the deviants is that all of the descriptions, which were mentioned in their books concerning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huh? They say that he is not intended with these ayat. For example, we know that if you read the Bible in John, in Deuteronomy, more than one chapter in the Bible, we hear that Jesus spoke about the Comforter, the Counselor, the one who will speak what Allah says. It will be the words of Allah in his mouth. He will guide you to all things. He told him, you cannot bear what I'm going to give you now. But when I go, he will come. Who is he speaking about? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say it's the Holy Ghost. They say it is the Holy Ghost. You say the Holy Ghost, but we thought the Holy Ghost was there the whole time. Don't you believe the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? They say yes. When was the Holy Ghost? He was on vacation? Maybe he took a few weeks off, and then when Jesus goes, then he's going to come. Ishad, what is this playing with the deen? They play with their religion. Any Christian will give you fatwa right away, without even knowing what they're saying. So all of the descriptions, and in the Hebrew Torah, he's mentioned by name Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam by name, but they say no. They translated the name, the praised one, to comforter and counselor and the whatever that other name is. I can't think of it now. Anyways, they made them not apply, even though they know that these are speaking about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وكتمانهم ذلك, so they hid that. فهذا حالهم في العلم شر حال. يعني their affair concerning knowledge is the worst of affair. This is the knowledge which Allah gave them. They play games with it as if they will never meet Allah and be held accountable. See where iman is gone. How can you do this? How can you do this knowing Allah will hold you accountable? أعوذ بالله. صلى الله عليه. قلبوا فيه الحقائق ونزلوا الحق على الباطل. They twisted the facts in their knowledge, in that knowledge of theirs. And they replaced the truth with falsehood. وجحدوا لذلك الحق. And they denied and rejected the truth. وأما حالهم في العلم والانقياد فإنهم يقولون سمعنا وعصينا. أعوذ بالله. Now Allah first described their affair concerning what? Knowledge. As for their affair concerning knowledge and application, it is what we hear and we disobey. أي سمعنا قولك وعصينا أمرك. We hear your speech and we will disobey your command. وهذا غاية الكفر والعناد والشرود عن الانقياد. This is the epitome of disbelief, stubbornness and deviation from submission. وكذلك يخاطبون الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بأقبح خطاب وأبعده عن الأدب قبحه الله. Furthermore, they addressed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the worst manner and the furthest of mannerism and respect. فيقولون, so they say, اسمع غير مسمع. قصدهم اسمع منا غير مسمع ما تحب بل مسمع ما تكره. Basically they're saying, listen and you will hear nothing of us except that which you hate and nothing which you love. يعني we will make you hear everything which you hate and nothing which you love. وراعنا, and they say the term راعنا. وقصدهم بذلك الرعونة بالعيب القبيح. And they mean by that الرعونة. I don't know how to translate that to English. Which is anyway something in their language or in their dialect, something that is blameworthy and disrespectful. It's an audacious, horrible term to use. That's what it means in their language or in their dialect. فتوصلوا أي ويظنون أن اللفظ لما كان محتملا لغير ما أرادوا من الأمور أنه يروج على الله وعلى رسوله. Now the term, and let me give you an example. Without knowing what the term means in their dialect, there are some terms even in the English language wherein you may address someone with it, and that could possibly be acceptable, or it could be a form of belittlement and degradation. Using the N-word for the black people. The N-word, you know it. Now, what, first of all, usually an unblack person is not really to say this term to a black person. It's not acceptable. However, amongst them, this is a term which they use to address one another. Fine? That's their business. Now, when, upon saying that term actually is considered a derogatory term. And if you look it up in the dictionary, it says it's slang, it's foul language, it's considered to be a bad term. When, sometimes during their speech, when they're playing with each other, having fun, they say it. And sometimes when they're fighting, they say it. Now, when they say it, when they're happy, he doesn't mean anything offensive. However, when he's fighting with him, and he says it to him, he means to put him down. So that what I'm saying is the term, what they call it in English, has connotations. Connotations. Meaning it could have different effects, different interpretations, depending on the context. It could be good, it could be bad. So now they're thinking this term ra'ina could be ra'ina, yani, look, yani, take it easy with us. It's like a form of wasta. You know what I'm saying? Ra'ina, meaning yani, slow down, chief, you know, shway shway, huh? Be kind to us. And ra'ina in their dialect means something that is bad and offensive. So now they're using the term, they see the Messenger of Allah and they say, ra'ina. And they mean to curse him. They mean to offend him. They mean to belittle him. But the term, and if someone was to review them, they would say, why ra'ina means, take it easy on us. So they were playing games with the word. They mean evil. Mumkin. The brother saying that the term Ra'ina from Ra'i, a shepherd, and they meant to say Ra'ina meaning you are our shepherd. That's possible. I'm waiting for the Shaykh actually to see if he's going to address the issue, because some of these are, yani, from, let's say from the Israeliya, or maybe it's not something that is, has an evidence from the Quran and Sunnah to say, Mia Mia, this is the reason. Yes, it could be that as a possible interpretation, but what it is exactly, I hope the Shaykh will address it. Otherwise, it could be what the brother mentioned, that they say Ra'ina from Ra'i, and Ra'i is a shepherd. So they say to him, Ra'ina, you are our shepherd. And if someone will say, did you call him as a brother shepherd? They will say, no, Ra'ina, here it's a request, take it easy on us. So these were the Jews. So they thought that because of this, they're able to kind of trick Allah and His Messenger, that they will not know any better, because the term has possible interpretations, or multiple interpretations. فَتَوَصَلُوا بِذَلِكَ اللَّفْضِ الَّذِي يَلْوُونَ بِهِ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ إِلَى الطَّعْنِ فِي الدِّينِ وَالْعَيْبِ لِلرَّسُولِ. So they reached, or they strove to attain a level or a stage when they twist their tongues in order to ta'an fi deen, to undermine Islam and to offend the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَصِرُحُونَ بِذَلِكَ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. And not only that, they publicly, you know, they publicize that among themselves. Yani in front of the Muslims, they don't make it a point. When they go by themselves, they laugh. Like, we told them Ra'ina, and he doesn't know, and we mean that, and it is that. So they make this public amongst themselves. Now, فَلِهَذَا قَالْ لَيَّنْ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ وَطَعْنًا فِي الدِّينِ. So twisting their tongues around and trying to undermine their religion. ثُمَّ أَرْشَدَهُمْ إِلَى مَا هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He directed them to what is better for them than what they have done. فَقَالْ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ قَالْ سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَاسْمَعْ وَانْظُرْنَا لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَقْوَى. Had they only said, listen, we listen and we obey, and listen to us, and give us some time, give us some respite, that would have been better for them, and وَأَقْوَى, more straight. وَذَلِكَ لِمَا تَضَمَّنَهُ هَذَا الْكَلَامِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخِطَابِ وَالْأَدَبِ اللَّائِقْ مَعَ مُخَاطَبَةِ الرَّسُولِ. Why? Because that advice from Allah contains a good speech and a correct mannerism in addressing the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَالدُّخُولُ تَحْتَ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَالْإِنْقِيَادِ لِأَمْرِهِ وَحُسْنِ التَّلَطُّفِ فِي طَلَبِهِمْ الْعِلْمِ بِسَمَاعِ سُؤَالِهِمْ وَالْاعْتِنَاءِ بِأَمْرِهِمْ. And because this will qualify them to be among those who are under the obedience of Allah and the fulfillment of His command and the gentleness in seeking knowledge, and that Allah and that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم will hear their question and will look after their affair. فَهَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لَهُمْ سُلُوكَ. This is what is expected of them to, and this is the manner in which they are expected to behave. وَلَكِنْ لَمَّا كَانَتْ طَبَائِعُهُمْ غَيْرَ زَكِيَّةٍ. But because their inner selves were impure, they were impure, were wicked, were evil. أَعْرَضُوا عَنْ ذَلِكَ وَطَرَضَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ وَعِنَادِهِمْ. They turned away from all that goodness, and so Allah Azza wa Jal, He kicked them out because of their, not kicked them out, somebody may misunderstand the term kicked out and think of kicking. He kept them away. He kept them away because of their disbelief and their stubbornness. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ وَلَكِنْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Rather, Allah cursed them because of their disbelief, so they don't believe except a few. Ayah 47.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ آمِنُوا بِمَا نَزَّلْنَا مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعَكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهًا فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَى أَدْبَارِهَا أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا.
All you who have been given the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, believe in what we have revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming what is already with you. Before we efface faces by making them like the back of necks without nose, mouth and eyes. Ajeeb. This love is ajeeb. Subhanallah al-Azim. And turn them hindwards, or curse them as we curse the Sabbath breakers, and the commandment of Allah is always executed. The Shaykh said,
يَأْمُرُ تَعَالَى أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِالرَّسُولِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ الْمُهَيْمِنِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْكُتُبِ السَّابِقَةِ الَّتِي صَدَّقَهَا.
Allah commands the believing books, the people of the scriptures among the Jews and the Christians, to believe in His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to believe in what Allah has sent down of the Quran, this great Quran which controls and dominates the previous books which the Quran itself affirmed. Yani the Quran affirmed the revelation of the وَآتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ زَبُورًا and صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى and Musa was given the Torah وَعِيسَى أُعْطِيَ الْإِنْجِيلَ. The Quran confirmed and affirmed all of these scriptures, so believe in it. فَإِنَّهَا أَخْبَرَتْ بِهِ. Even the previous scriptures spoke of the Quran. فَلَمَّا وَقَعَ الْمُخْبَرُ بِهِ كَانَ تَصْدِيقًا لِذَلِكَ الْخَبَرِ. So when that which has been prophesied occurred, it became means of confirming that prophecy which came before. وَأَيْضًا فَإِنَّهُمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ مِنَ الْكُتُبِ. If they don't believe in the Quran, then in fact they really have not believed in their scriptures. This is very important for da'wah. Pay attention. Pay attention if you give da'wah to the non-Muslims. Any Jew or Christian, and you hardly run into a Jew, Christian, if he rejects the Quran, then he has in fact rejected the Gospel of Jesus. Not the Bible, because the Bible is not the Gospel of Jesus. He has rejected the Gospel of Jesus. فَإِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا بِمَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ الْكُتُبِ لِأَنَّ كُتُبُ اللَّهِ يُصَدِّقُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. The books of Allah, they affirm one another. And each book speaks about the coming one, and it mentions to the people that he will be coming, and then the one that comes affirms the one that came before. So there's a harmony, there's a chain, there's a relation between the revelations of Allah. If you accept one and reject the other one, then you really haven't believed. It's like a company, when you first get hired, they give you like a, let's say your job description, or they
to give you the company rules. The company rules. And in the company rules, it tells you that for example, Safar 1434, we will be issuing a new set of rules for the company, which will render the one which you have invalid, and the application of the latter is compulsory. Fair enough? طيب. Safar 1434 comes, the new rules are set, and you say, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. What have you done? You actually wind up rejecting the one which you took when you first got the job. Because in it it said that there's another one coming. And you signed that you would be accepting. So how is it when the latter one came, you rejected? That means you never really believed in this. Otherwise, if you believe in this, here's the update. On what basis are you rejecting it? You understand the analogy? You see the relation. So if they claim that they believe, then how do you reject the Quran? Ajib. ويوافق بعضها بعض. They agree with one another the revelations of Allah. فدعوى الإيمان ببعضها دون بعض دعوة دعوة باطلة لا يمكن صدقها. So claiming to believe in some scriptures while denying the others is a false claim. No way you will believe it. No way it can be true. وبقوله آمنوا بما نزل مصدقا لما معكم حثا لهم وأنهم ينبغي أن يكونوا قبل غيرهم مبادرين إليه بسبب ما أنعم الله عليهم به من العلم والكتاب الذي يوجب أن يكون ما عليهم أعظم من غيرهم سبحان الله. Notice what Allah said to them. Believe in that which we have sent down, which confirms what is with you, what is in your hands. The Shaykh said Allah is encouraging them that you should hasten before others. You should be the first to embrace the truth because of what Allah has previously bestowed upon you of favors of the book and the revelation, which should make you in a better situation than others. Yani, in other words, if you have a Hindu and a Christian, the Christian should be more likely and more hasty to enter into Islam than the Hindu. Because the Quran speaks of Isa, the Quran speaks of Maryam, the Quran speaks of the Injil. And Allah is telling you, come to that which is in your book. But the Hindu, what is your relation with the Hindu? Nothing. That's Shiva and Vishnu and like these Hindus. Like these Hindus, yes, yeah, they have private parts as gods. A penis and a vagina. A big old statue. People go to Hajj. Wallahi al-Azim. They go from the other side of the world to an appearance in some, I don't know where, in India, to perform Hajj. And yes, how stupid can someone get, man? That's as stupid as you can be. Yeah, a private part? You're gonna do ibadah to a private part? One for men, one for women. Ishad. These are the Hindus. Yeah, at least the Christian, huh? Yeah, there's something. Allah al-Azim, these Hindus are either, or the Buddhist, a big old fat guy, you know what I'm saying, Buddha, and then you know, sitting there, and anywhere you go in, to their cafeterias and donut shops, the donut shops in that other country, they're famous for running their Buddhists. And you go in there, to the donut shop, and this big old fat bastard is sitting right there in the front, with apples and bananas and oranges around him. And I always want to say to them, does he need food? Do you need to give him, what is this, yeah? When you go, he eats an orange? He's already fat. You should give him some diet. You know, put him on a diet so he can get a little thin. At the end, this is your guy. Your guy should be in good condition. He loves fat fasting. No, God bless you, Allah. These kuffar, man. But as Allah told us, yani, they are feeble-minded. They have no brain, Allah. Well, alhamdulillah for ni'mat. This is why the most intelligent people on earth are the Muslims. Even if you don't know how to add 4 plus 4, if you know Allah, you're a genius. If you worship Allah alone, you are Einstein times 5. But to know all the dunya and then worship a private part or a fat guy, I don't know about that one, man. I don't think this person has any intelligence. And they will see the consequence of that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. نسأل الله العافية على كل حال. نعم. ولهذا توعدهم على عدم الإيمان. That's why Allah threatened them if they reject faith. فقال من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها. Listen to this. وهذا جزاء من جنس ما عملوا. Now this is an equal recompense. يعني كما تدين تدان. This is what you do, this is what you get. If you knock on the door, you're going to get an answer. An answer which you may not like. كما تركوا الحق وآثروا الباطل وقلبوا الحقائق فجمعوا الباطل حقا فجعلوا الباطل حقا والحق باطل. Now look at this. The same way they abandoned the truth and they favored falsehood and they twisted the facts around. So they made the falsehood the truth and the truth the falsehood. You see what they did? They favored the falsehood, avoided the truth, and then they brought falsehood, gave it the face, the front of the truth. And they got the truth and they gave it the front of falsehood. Yani this is the worst thing you can do. This is the worst kind of deceit to the people. Jews who min jinsi that, they were equally recompensed. بِطَمْسِ وُجُوهِهِمْ كَمَا قَمَصُوا الْحَقِّ. That their faces will be effaced the same way they did this to the truth. وَرَدِّيَ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا بِأَنْ تُجْعَلْ فِي أَقْفَائِهِمْ. And that their faces will be on their necks, on their back. So the same way they twisted things around, Allah twisted them around. وَهَذَا أَشْنَعْ مَا يَكُونَ. This is as evil and ugly as they can be. أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ. Or we will curse them as we curse the Sabbath breakers. And you all know their story. The Sabbath breakers who were prevented from hunting or from fishing. So they would go on Friday, they would put the net, you know what I'm saying? So they would catch the whale, then they would come on Sunday and pick it up. So they said that we were not doing, and again Muslims do the same thing. You know, something is haram, riba, so they say, oh, let's call it fa'ida. Al-fawa'id al-bankiya. Benefits. Bank benefits. So it becomes a benefit. They are like, no, take it, no, give me shkila. Why? It's a benefit. Or, you know, you get a singer and a professional, state-of-the-art, you know, singer, five stars, who tells you Islamic nasheed. Brother, I'm not a singer, I'm a munshid. A munshid with fans, albums released every few months, touring the world, performing on stage with musical instruments and a band in the background. All this is Islamic nasheed? Ya Sheikh! Ya Kadhaf! Liar! Oh brother, the Sahaba used to, you know, do nasheed. Yeah? Yeah, you show me a nafs when Abu Bakr stood in front of the kuffar. So I will do it tomorrow. No, Habibi. The Sahaba were men, not half men like these gay singers. They were real men. And they would do shi'r, poetry, with beautiful delivery, with rhythm and rhyme. But it was something that is spontaneous. It was something that wasn't mafi takalluf. It wasn't a profession. It wasn't their goal in life. If the situation in the Arab were fluent, they were eloquent people, they were able to freestyle. Yani they delivered the poem extemporaneously, ala tul, without, you know, like, you know, the rappers freestyling. That's how they did it. So they were real men. And yes, we Hassan ibn Thabit, and we can name a few of the Sahaba who used to recite poetry. They were not doing nasheed as you do nasheed today. So it's the same thing. They twist things around and they deceive the ummah and they become millionaires of the money that they make. So they say, okay, we'll give the Islamic Relief, you know, 10,000 riyal. Jazakallah khair, Allah. He's living in a mansion where he can feed a million Muslims and he gives 10,000 riyal. You know, he makes 10 million riyal, he gives 10,000 riyal. Or this is sadaqah, so he can keep the Islamic face for his, you know, concerts. Deceiving the ummah. People say, oh brother, it's not a big deal. Wallahi, it's a big deal. And Allah will ask him about all these Muslims on Yawm al-Qiyamah. What did you do for them? What did you provide? Did you teach them the Quran? Did you teach them the Book of Allah? Or you taught them so?
Jews who twist things around to attain wicked objectives. Now, where was I? فقلنا لهم كما فعل بإخوانهم بأن يطردهم من رحمته ويعاقبهم بجعلهم قردة. الله عز وجل will deal with them or will punish them as he punished the Sabbath breakers by depriving them of his mercy and punishing them by turning them into monkeys, apes. كما فعل بإخوانهم الذين اعتدوا في السبت, as Allah did with their brothers, the brethren who violated the Sabbath. فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين, be humiliated monkeys. وكان أمر الله مفعولا, and the affair of Allah is ever in effect. كقولي إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. Verily the affair of Allah, if he ever wants something, he simply says with be and it is. This is وكان أمر الله مفعولا. With this inshallah we will conclude our desk for the day. بإذن الله عز وجل, if you all remain alive and healthy, we will be dealing with one of the most important ayat in the book of Allah. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. And how to understand this ayah according to أهل السنة والجماعة. The mushrik, does he ever have a chance to go to paradise? The Muslim who was a mushrik before he became a Muslim, does this ayah mean that Allah will never forgive them? Is it something that has to do with before that, after that, and all the implications? Next week, wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.